Both the Massachusetts House and Senate have now passed separate bills that would ban certain flame retardants from a variety of consumer products. A conference committee will work to produce a final bill. 13 other states have passed similar bans, according to the environmental organization Clean Water Action. In Massachusetts, a coalition of public health advocates, environmental groups, labor unions, and others have lobbied for such a ban since 2013. WAMC's Pioneer Valley Bureau Chief Paul Tuthill spoke with Janet Dominitz, Executive Director of the Massachusetts Public Interest Research Group.
Some number of years ago, you know, chemical companies came out with something they called flame retardant. And of course, that sounded great. You know, anything that might slow down a fire, that seems like a good idea on the face of it. But multiple studies have been done, and it really is widely agreed now in the world of public health and science that actually not only do those retardants not slow flames down, but when they combust, they emit toxic chemicals. And that's why the first and most vigorous supporters of this bill are the firefighters, because as you might know, they have a really terrible rate of cancer. And so the connection has been made more than once that their exposure to these chemicals is likely making them certainly less healthy and subject to cancer. And so it's called a flame retardant, but that is not what it is. And it's not just that it doesn't fulfill that purpose, but it's actually dangerous. And so we have, along with Marjorie Decker, the state representative from Cambridge, who's been the champion on this, the bill calls for banning flame retardants in some of the most common everyday items that are, you know, in households. So certain kinds of furniture, clothing, car seats, things that would make children safer, and it would make firefighters safer if we just eliminated these chemicals.
Are these chemicals hazardous only when they burn, or can they be toxic in other ways?
Yeah, so there's been some studies that show that simply by, you know, being in a room over time with exposure, like if your couch has these flame retardants on them, and, you know, you're in your living room for a few years, that there is gaseous emissions. And so, yeah, they're not good even when they're inert, but they are absolutely dangerous when they are aflame. And so we just want to ban them.
And the attempts to do that date back several years. What's the history of this this legislation?
This bill went through the House and went through the Senate and got to the governor's desk the last legislative session. And it was on the very last day. And the governor wanted to make a couple of tweaks, and it was too late because the session was over. And so we had to start right from square one in January of 2019. And so we're really hoping now that it's the middle of November that this bill can go through the rest of the process quickly and we don't get squeezed in that very last minute of the session.
How will a consumer know whether they have something like this in their house right now?
They probably won't. The labeling is not good. And, you know, where's your label on your couch? You know, it's not something that people are aware of in their everyday lives. And so we've tried to do a lot of public outreach around it. But we figured we had the firefighters behind us. This would sail through. And yet we're still fighting for it.